You're a brave man. Now hear me. I am the leader of my people. They do not betray me, and I do not betray them. We fight for our land against Americans who try to take it. You give me no reason why I should not kill American mail riders. And kill you, too. You were not asked to come here.
Mail riders do you no harm.
There were Apaches who did your people no harm. They were hanged. One was my brother.
My people have done yours great wrong. I say this to you as I've said it to them.
Do you think because I'm an Indian, I'm a fool, you can trick me?
I would not have come here if I thought that. A fool sees only today. It is because I respect you as a leader of your people that I think of tomorrow.
What is it about tomorrow?
The Apaches are warriors without equal. But compared to the whites, they are small in number, and tomorrow they will be smaller.
I will not talk of that with you.
Is it not possible that your people and mine can someday live together like brothers?
It is strange talk from a white man. Your people do not want peace. They have taught me that.
This mail can be the first step. I asked you to think on it.
Why should not the white man act first? Do you want me to be better than the white man?
A white man has come here. Now I ask you to think of your people. And look at tomorrow.
My mind must work on it.